Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will be there doomed, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies, feeling where no one dies, heavenward bound. Yes, friends, Jesus is coming soon. There's no doubt about it whatsoever. He might be coming today, he might be coming tomorrow. But do you know when he's coming? I don't think anybody knows when he's coming. But I want to approach this subject with all reverence today, and I want you to listen as I preach a sermon called As It Was in Noah's Day. I'm going to be preaching from Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 through 39. Matthew 24, verses 32 through 39. Do you ever wonder what this world is coming to? You know, today, people interpret things differently. For instance, I once heard a story about a senior citizen who went to the doctor. Now, the doctor wrote a prescription, and the man stuck it in his pocket. He forgot it, but later, he reached into his pocket for change to ride the bus, and out came the prescription. The bus driver looked at it and gave him a free ride. Later, he showed it at the movie theater and got a free ticket. Then he lost the prescription, but his granddaughter found it. She played it on the piano and won a scholarship in music to a major university. People do interpret things differently. Sometimes, we interpret this world as really in a mess, and we're probably right. Did you ever wonder why Noah didn't swat both flies when he had the chance? Or why he didn't stomp both roaches? Seriously, though, what is this world coming to? When will it end? Tomorrow? Next week? Next year? And most importantly, what will my fate be when it ends? Now listen to the scripture. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Have you ever thought about this? Does it bother you? Do you wonder if the signs of the times are pointing toward an end soon? Jesus said when the end comes, the world would be much like it was in Noah's day. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's look at our scripture text in Matthew chapter 24. First of all, in verse 36, it says, no man knows the day or the time. Let's get that established. And I'm certainly not going to try and define some time for you. However, when you see a fig tree putting on leaves, you know it's time for figs to start appearing. And when you see things like it was in Noah's day, you know it won't be long for the end to come. So, I'm going to have two major points in this sermon today. The first one is a question, and the second one is a question. And then we're going to try to draw some conclusive statements from those points. So here's the first point. What was it like in Noah's day? Well, take your Bibles and turn with me to Genesis chapter 4 for just a few moments. Genesis chapter 4. And when we turn there, we're going to see some things that were happening in Noah's day. Beginning in Genesis chapter 4, with verse 17, it says, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. and he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Well, here we have technology. Technology grew in Noah's day. People built a city. And then if you go down to verse 19, it says, and Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Ada, and the name of the other, Zillah. Here we have the first bigamy in the Bible. People were beginning to get married with more than one wife. And then if we look down at verse 20, it says, and Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such have cattle. You know, when population increases, agriculture is more important. And agriculture became increasingly important in Noah's day. And then if you look at verse 21, it said, and his brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all such as handled the harp and the organ. Entertainment became a major emphasis in Noah's day. And in verse 22, it says, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Adrian Rogers once said, man didn't plow with sticks. The Iron Age had already begun here in Genesis chapter 4. And if you look in verses 23 and 24, it says, Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech, hearken to my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. Mass murder by intention due to anger and vengeance. Now, if you move forward in your Bible to chapter 6 and begin with verse 1 there, we see some other things that were evident in Noah's day. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Multiple marriages. I think this is indicative of Noah's day, and that men decided that they wanted more and more wives. And then in verse 3 it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. The wickedness was so great, and it was so terrible to God's heart, he put a time limit of 120 years on man's life. And then in verse 5 it says, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That word imagination, by the way, in the word in the Hebrew, means planning. Every plan of man was evil. You see, technology grew, there was bigamy, agriculture became important because population was extremely growing, entertainment became a major emphasis, man had that technology and he was beginning to use it, but there was also mass murder by intention due to anger and vengeance, there were multiple marriages, and the wickedness was so great that God put a limit on man's time because it hurt his heart. And that's what it was like in Noah's day. But thank God for Noah. If you look in Genesis 6, verse 9, it says that these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And that's why we see in verse 8 that Noah found grace in the sight of God. So now, let's move from this point to the second point, which is another question. What is it like in the world today? Well, you know, today, the same things are happening as happened in Noah's day. Technology is increasing. We've put a man on the moon. We've split the atom. We have nuclear physics. Even now, scientists are fiddling with genetics. Soon, they may be able to decide how to make every person genetically perfect. And if a person happens to be born and is not genetically perfect, well, what happens when you have a choice? Today, we already have choice introduced into the world by worldly people. And that choice is whether or not to have the children that are conceived in the womb. And as we see throughout America, many people are choosing to abort or kill their babies because it's inconvenient to them at that time to have a child. Technology has given us great advances, though. You can reach around the world in seconds with computers and satellites. You can actually talk on the computer with someone halfway across the world. I did that just the other morning, talking with someone in the Philippines early in the morning here, and it was late in the evening there. And just a couple of years ago, one Billy Graham crusade reached over 1.5 billion people through a single television broadcast. Isn't it amazing what technological advances we have today? Agriculture is also extremely important today. We have such a thing as tech farming. And this farming is producing enough food actually to feed everyone in the world today. Now, we're looking at approximately 8.5 billion people in the world population by 2010. However, we need a more equitable dispensing of the food that is produced, because over 1/2 of the people in the world go to bed hungry every day. Entertainment. Entertainment is the center of human attention today. You know, people spend $80 for a ticket to go to a ball game and then $500 just to get to the arena. More money was spent on gambling last year than on food. The latest movies also depict violence, the violence of today. Even the children's Saturday cartoons are depicting violence and rebellion against parents and authority. In fact, violence characterizes our whole world today. You know, violence didn't end with the dissolution of the Russian nation. We have a virtual war with terrorism in every nation today. People who are angry and seek vengeance are destroying other people. Paul warned Timothy that men, human beings, would become worse and worse. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, Paul says this: "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." We see these characteristics in the world today, especially in America, where people enjoy entertainment and pleasure more than God. You know, in our own Southern Baptist Convention, there are some 16 million members, but fewer than 8 million of them are enrolled in Bible study and Sunday school. We have over 38,741 churches, but over 6,100 of those churches recorded zero baptisms. I am afraid that here in the South, we've changed from the Bible Belt to the gambling girdle. Only about 24% of our members tithe. Here in Louisiana, where I live, millions of dollars annually go out of the state through gambling. You know, the only way that can happen is if millions of people lose money. Why do we allow our government to promote such illicit activities? The answer: having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And let me see if we can take these 2 points and draw some conclusive statements from this analogy of as it was in Noah's day. What do these things say to you and me today? When you think about what this world is doing, doesn't it seem to you that the fig leaves are already on the tree? You must conclude that the Lord is coming soon. When? Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus also said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke chapter 21, verse 38. But you know what? The same things have been going on since Jesus died, was resurrected, and ascended into heaven. And as I've stated before, people interpret things differently. For instance, when I joined the United States Air Force, went to basic training, we had two sergeants who took turns drilling us every day. One of them interpreted his job in a critical manner, and the other interpreted his job in a positive manner. At 5 o'clock, the critical sergeant would come in and stomp on the floor and say, "Okay, you babies, get up, form up, we're going to chow." But at 5 p.m., the positive sergeant would come in and say, "Okay, gentlemen, form up, or we'll miss the supper prepared for us." And I believe we should interpret the scripture about the end times in a positive way. Get ready today, because it might happen tomorrow. You know, most people today want to know about the end times. And when people on CNN began to talk about Armageddon, millions of viewers tuned in. And some of those viewers had a positive attitude. However, I'm afraid most of them had a critical attitude. The main reason they wanted to know when is so they could know if they had time to prepare. And the answer is simple. No. You have no more time to be prepared. The time is now. Today is yours, but you aren't guaranteed tomorrow. If the fig leaves are on the tree, then get prepared now. And remember Noah. Noah was prepared. He walked with God. And the Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know, Noah was there. He was there when the end came. But he was lifted up. He was lifted up above the problem. And I believe that we're going to be lifted up above the problems of the world today too. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning with verse 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant or unlearned, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For we, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words."
There is coming a day when no heartaches shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land, what a day glorious day that will be.
Yes, my friends, remember Noah? He was prepared. He walked with God. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was there when the end came, but he was lifted above the problem. And you can be the same. As it was in the days of Noah, it is today. Be prepared.